This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 458 for Thursday, June 30th. Ice canola futures are weaker on Thursday due to pressure from declines in comparable oils. The new crop November contract loses $13.60 at $878.50 per ton, and the January contract drops $12.80 at $886.50 per ton. Pullbacks in global crude oil prices are pushing vegetable oils downward. There's weakness in the Chicago soy complex, European rapeseed, and the overnight session in Malaysian palm oil. Stats Canada is scheduled to release its planted acre estimates on Tuesday. Projections for canola acres range from 20.2 million tons to 22.7 million compared to last year's 22.48. The Saskatchewan Crop Reports puts the development of the province's fall cereals at 76% normal. Spring cereals rate 58% normal, oil seeds are 46%, and pulses are 69%. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady with the loonie at 77.69 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 77.65. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its planted acres report showing soybeans at 88.3 million, up 1% from this time last year. Corn acres are down 4% at 89.9 million, and all wheat acres are 47.1 million, bumping up 1%. In the quarterly stocks report, the USDA placed soybean stocks at 971 million bushels, rising 26% from a year ago. Corn stocks are 4.35 billion bushels, up 6% from last June. All wheat stocks are 660 million bushels, falling 22% from last year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday. The August contract falls 11 cents at 15.60 and a half per bushel. August soy oil drops 2.49 cents at 67.01 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal gains $6.20 at $435.50 per short ton. Corn futures are weaker on Thursday as the September contract plummets 35 cents at 6.29 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady to lower with the September contract unchanged at 5.15 and a half. The U.S. wheat complex is falling as Chicago September retreats 46 cents at 8.84. Kansas City September pulls back 39 and a half cents at 9.52. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis September drops 36 cents at 9.93. A reminder that first notice day for July futures is today, and the canola market will be closed tomorrow for Canada Day. The U.S. markets will be closed on Monday for Independence Day. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, June 30th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.